Okay, so today is Erevin Daf Samach, and the Gemara gets into, on the bottom of Samach Amun Aleph, a detail that is discussing the earlier Mishnah that said that when you have an ir shel yachid, an asa shel rabim, rabim shel yachid, there might be certain times that you have to leave an area outside of the Erev Chatzeros, not included, so that people don't forget the katzav of Erev Chatzeros. So, the Machok is, what is the minimum amount of size that you have to leave? So, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to leave the size of the ir Chadasha in Yehuda, that is 50 residents. Rabbi Shimon says, no, 3 Chatzeros, each with 2 batim, that's how much you have to leave. So the Gemara says, who do we paskin like? Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurdya, Amar Rav Halach Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak says, even one house and one chatzer. One bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yitzchak, that which Rabbi Yitzchak said, that it's even one house and one chatzer. Is that Gemara or Svara? Is that a Mesorah that you had received from your Rebbe? Or is that a Svara that you came up with, that it could be, you know, any amount? So he asks, Amar Le, my nafkal on Mina. What's the difference to you? I said it. Who cares whether it's based on my logic or based on a misora? So Amalei, he says, Gemara, Gemara, Zemara to Tehei. What, I should just learn and be like a song without thinking about what the svara is? No, I want to know. I want to know. Therefore, that's why he asked him whether it was a Gemara or a Svara. This gives us the opportunity to talk a little bit about the power of Svara versus Misora, specifically Svara. So when we'd say, you know, which is stronger? If I would say, if there's this question that he asked him, Misora or Svara, which one would be more authoritative? Is there one that would be more authoritative? Or are they equal? Or are they on the same path? A pasuk is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with minds to use our svara, to use our logic, lo b'shamayim hi. So which exactly is it? So there are two places in Shas, two places in Shas where the Gemara uses a phrase that relates to our discussion. If you look in Baba Kama, Mem Vav Mabez, the Gemara there is discussing the principle of a motzi mechaveir olav araya. If somebody wants to be motzi from their friend, an item, an asset, so they have to bring the raya, olav araya, right? If you want to be motzi it, you have to remove the cheskas v'amun with a raya. Amar Shomar Nachmeni, minayin la motzi mechaveir olav araya. How do you know that? Shenei Amar, because the Gemara quotes a pasuk at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, mi bal dvarim yigash alehem. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, he says, whoever has any issue, go to them, Aaron and Hur, yigash alehem. And the Gemara darshins, yagish raya alehem. Bring a raya, present a raya to them. If you have any issues, you know, present a raya to them. So that's the makar for a Moshe Rabbeinu lav raya. Ask the Gemara, Amaske v'larav Ashi, Lamali kra svarahu. Why do you have to go to pasuk for a Moshe Rabbeinu lav raya? Just say it's a svara. Whoever has a hurt, whoever's in pain, they go to the doctor. Right? So therefore, if you want to be motzi, you have a problem, so you have to prove it. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara goes into, the pasuk is used for something else. The Gemara seems to say that a svara is on the level of daraisa. Because if you learn it out from a svara, so then there's no reason to have a pasuk. The Yeshiva Gebet says there even expands on the svara. Here says the Shita in the name of Rabbeinu Yehonasan. Klal gadol nasan Moshe Rabbeinu la'ayin zakein of Aaron v'chur shalo yadenu shum afuki mamona bidas machras uberuba elabaraya. You're not motzi mamon at all with any type of svara or rove. You need a real raya. Svara he dekav lekevi azla be'asya lo hayatzarach baruch shalathiran depshitahu to agara din echon mi mishpat arofim. This is no, Moshe didn't have to tell them this is how motzi mechaveiro. It's no worse than anything a doctor will tell you. She'en arofi donis achola lafi svarasa levado. The doctor doesn't just base his treatment on what his logic is. Acha omer lachole roshi kaved alai ubamakam ploni umishtane alai mimakam ploni lamakam ploni. This hurts and this feels good and this makes me feel better. V'chulu lefishu mar lo panim hudanosan. Based on what the patient presents himself to the doctor, that's how the doctor judges. Kacha toveya tzarich laharos lo panim shetviyaso chazaka brura klomar be'edim. You have to show edim. That is amosim echaver lavaraya. And the other place the Gemara mentions this line of Lamali Kra is in Ksubis on Afchav Beis, where the Gemara there is talking about Pesha Asar who Pesha Hitir. The Mishnah says there, if a woman comes to the city, we don't have no idea who she is, and Ha'ishish Amar Eishish Zisha Yisi, the Grusha Ani. I used to be married, and now I'm a Grusha. She's believed. Why? Shapesha Asar who Pesha Hitir. We had no idea that she was married in the first place. She comes and says that she was married, and then she got divorced, so we'll believe her. Pesha Asar, who Pesha Itir. Vim Yesh Eidim Shai Se Eishas Ish. If there were Eidim, we knew she was married. And then she comes and says, Grusha Ani, Eidim Emetis, that she wouldn't be believed. That's one example of Pesha Asar. Amrnish Beis Yotara, and she comes and says, I was captured, but nothing happened. Am Tahora. Again, Ne'emenes. Sha Pesha Asar, Hua Pesha Hitir. If there are Eidim that she was Nishbase, then she's not believed. So he asked the Gemara, what's the source for this halacha? Amar Avasi, Minayin La Pesha Asar, Hua Pesha Hitir, Minat Torah, Shenemar, Ezbiti, Nasati, Lo Ish, Hazeh, Leisha. Right, the father says, I gave my daughter to this man for an Isha, in Kiseitse. Le Ish, Asra. He's believed to say, I gave my daughter to this man, Hazeh, Hitira. Le Ish, is saying to a man, Hazed to this man. So that's Asur, and then he matters. So the Gemara says, Lamalikra Svarahi, right? Why do you pasik? Isn't it just a Svara that Pesha Asar? Who Asra? For who Sharila? And therefore the Gemara says, you're right, so therefore it must be that that pasik is teaching me something else. So you have two places here in Shas where Svara is treated on the level of Doraisa, so much so that if it's a Svara, you shouldn't need a Pusik to teach me these halachas. There is another example of a Svara, though. Another example of a Svara, and that is in the Gemara in the sixth Perek in Brachas, where the Gemara discusses what is the source for Birchas HaNehenin. How do we know that Birchas HaNehenin is something that is obligatory? So the Gemara says, it goes through a bunch of different sources, and finally the Gemara says, no, it's not based on a pasuk. The Gemara tried to come up with a pasuk and a limud. So the Gemara at the end of the Gedaf, on Lamed, Hey, Amid Aleph, towards the bottom, the Gemara says, Svarahu, Aser lo la'adav, she'enem en olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's Aser for a person to be nene from this world without a bracha. And then the Gemara says, you know, the quotes, the mastira between the psukim in Tehillim, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Varas, Zalav, Adam, Lashem, Aritzum, Loa, Kan lefnei habracha, Kan la'achar habracha. So it's a svara. Also, lanos below mazeh below bracha says Tosfos v'kra dinasiv leel asmachta, and the pasuk that was said earlier is an asmachta. V'agemara hayasaver bitchila delimud gamarhu. The Gemara thought it was a real limud, but ultimately it is a svara. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, but one second, we know from the other two Gemaras that svara is on the level of daraisa. So why is it that most mefarshim and poskim hold that making brachas is derabanan? If it's based on the svara, isn't that on the level of daraisa? Mash Rabbi Lasha Gala Poskim says the Pnei Yeshua Tulafumach Maskana Dahacha called Birchas Hanenin Hemi Durabanan. They're all Durabanan Lavarmi Birchas Amazon Lachud Ulur Shimon Elazar Birchas Zayin Minim Tulach Rav Nami Daraisa. Right, maybe Alamichya or the Rashba. Avol B'Shar Mi Brachas Moda Ulanias Daiti Lachora Yesh Lutamua. The Bakala Shas Mashma, and all Shas, what do we think? The Midi Dasi Misvara Havi Midaraisa. Right? Anything that comes out Misvara is on the level of Daraisa. The Adaraba, Maksha Ashas, Alamali Krasvarahu. As we saw, the two places. The Gemara says, we need a pasuk for it to Svara. Svara is a perfect substitution. Upe MS Melashan Atosvas Ein Hechra. The Tosvas that we just read, is that Mefur that is Drabanan? He says, maybe not. The Efshah, the Mashkasvu, Vikra, the Nasav Lael, Hainu Asmachta, Ba'alma, Efshar should iskavnu lazeho inyan atzmo. Tekiva de svarahu, so luis shakra. Wow. He turns Tosfos on its head. Tosfos sounds like, yeah, it's just an asmachta beforehand, and therefore it's really drabanan. He, the Pnei Yeshua, is saying, no. Like the other Gemara said, it's an asmachta because you don't need that pasuk, because it's really a svara. And then he continues, though, but so what do I do with all the poskim? What do I do? Says the Pnei Yeshua, miu nir lanias daiti. Even if you want to say it's daraisa, and he'd rather say that making brachos is daraisa, still, what's the problem? We have the principle of savik brachos lahakel. Isn't, we thought, the principle of savik brachos lahakel based on the principle of savik drabana lakula? It's only drabana to make a bracha. So how can I say, says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm suggesting that maybe making brachos is a din daraisa? Is it possible to say a din daraisa and still say savik brachos lahakel? Says the Pnei Yeshua, yes. Mishum de lo shayach lahachmir, kivan de asa lavarech bracha shein etzricha. Because whenever you have a bracha, what, you're going to say that, oh, it's a din daraisa to be machmir and say it? But there's another daraisa, making a bracha shein etzricha, according to some Rishonim. And therefore, you're stuck. That's why you have to go lakula. Not because it's only drabana lakula, but because you have another daraisa that's on the other side. Mishemachi memela adol lahach svara. Umehai time agufa nami yasi shaber debal keri ala mazon inem avarech lafana. Tkiva de lo machayev ala misvara. Vumonea atzma mishun kvod Hashem eino shayech hach svara. So that is the discussion of the Pnei Yeshua. Brachas should be daraisa because of the svara. Right? So how do you answer that? How do you answer that claim? So if you look in the Tzlach, the Noda Bihuda, on that Gemara here in Brachos, he quotes the Pnei Yoshua and he argues. Says the Tzlach. He quotes the, I'm sorry, let me just find it while I'm above. Says the Tzlach. Va'omer ani, shezes shayach rak bedin min hadinim. When do you say that a svar is on the level of daraisa? That's by a halacha. By a halacha. Kemo biksubis, chaf beis, ubabakama, daf men bav. Shebe'elu amakomos, makshag maro, lamadi kar svaru. Those are halachas. Pesha asu, pesha itir, or, avos becher lava raya. Avalomer al davar shehu misvara shu chashuv mitzvah daraisa, zelo shamanu. But to say, lamali kras svaruhu by mitzvahs, well, keep it of aim. Why doesn't the Gemara say about keep it of aim? Lamali kras svaruhu. Right? Lamali kras. Lo signo, lo sigzo. You can't make up a mitzvah based on a svara. You could have a halacha based on a svara, but you can't make up a mitzvah, says the Tzlach. And therefore, brachas are mitzvos. Brachas aren't halachos. V'imadavar kein, if you really want to say that every time Lamali kras svaruhu applies to mitzvos, l'chinam nechtevu kol ha-mitzvah shem sichlios. So all the mitzvah sichlios, why the Torah have to write them? Lamali kras svaruhu. The ode. And also, shesvarazu sh'asu lehanas ben olma zeh below bracha, this svar by brachos, svarazu shayechas lechol b'ayola. This svar should apply to all people of the world. V'yim kein yir birchas hanen nechova gamal b'nei noach atmaha. She used to say, if it's such a svara, that even Bnei Noach should be subject to making brachos. Ela vadai, it must not be. Hakavana hi, dekiva shu svara lakach, tiknu chachamim brachos hanenin. Because it's logical, that's why the rabbis instituted. Vizil b'chol shar brachos haperus. Aval alapaz, yishmakom adunim, zeo kavachomer, v'chol, when he continues. But that's the ha'ara of the Tzlach. Don't tell me that all svaras are daraisa. It's not by mitzvos, it's by halachos, and therefore it makes a big difference, and therefore I would say all the other poskim are correct in that it is drabbanan. So now let's go back. Could we defend the Pnei Yoshua? Right? Or to give another answer for the Pnei Yoshua, the Tzlach says the difference between halachas and mitzvos. If you look in the Minchas Asher in Siman Tezvav of Dvarim has another way of explaining the difference between the svara of Brachas Lamed Hey to the Svaras of Ksubis and Bava Kama. There's a difference between two types of Svaras, what we might call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. If you ask the average non-Jew on the street, does Pesha Asar make sense? Does Hamos Bechaver Olavarai make sense? They would say, yeah, that's pure logic. Pure logic, and therefore, that's a Svara on the level of Daraisa. But making a Bracha before you eat? If you ask the average non-Jew on the street, does it make sense to make a Bracha before you eat? None of them make Brachas before they eat. Why not? They're all illogical. That's more of an emotional, religious svara. That's not just pure, a mind svara. And that's the chilek between the two. The nira lachalek bein svara sichlis shel higayon saruf. There is between pure, logical svara. De gidre hadin hamischaivim min ha-higayon min ha-torahu. Dinim that flow from higayon, it's similar to the Tzlach, but a little bit different focus. V'zemavur b'shtei asugi sanal. V'gam hadar hamotzi mechaver l'varaya. V'gam pesha asar yisoda b'higayon pashut. It's pure logic. Aval svaras halev hamusarit. Ethical svaras. Kehada asar l'adam l'anas b'lam azeh b'li bracha lav min ha-torahi. That's minat min ha-torah. V'nerot pashut. D'misvarazu d'asar l'adam l'anas b'lam azeh b'lo bracha b'vadeh lo neda kam yivarech. How are you going to know how much, what to make a bracha, when to make a bracha, how much to make a bracha? Dein harach sheyivarech dafka lefnei achila, b'shem brachas achas b'chol yom sagi. Maybe only one time. Why dafka eating? You're not going to know what type of hana. Right? So therefore, al karchach, ein lanu bazeh el chiv klali ala adam. We know from this svara, a general chiv on people, lahodos betova sabore, to recognize Hashem. V'nimsar l'chachamim l'kvoa al ma yivarech v'kama u'masai u'be'ezim adveya. V'avikishar halachas, sh'nimsar l'chachamim t'aveh midrabanan v'dok bazeh. That is number one. He said the difference between different types of svaras. Then he quotes the Tzlach's idea as well. Afin svara zugamura mikomakom ein b'koach asvara l'chadesh mitzvah al ha'adam. Asvara can be b'chadesh a mitzvah. He can be b'chadesh a din, but not a mitzvah, similar to what the Tzlach said. So this is, again, the two Gemaras, the Pnei Yoshua, the Tzlach, and the Minchas Asher regarding the power of svara. There is a whole other topic that is a crucial topic discussed. There are two volumes that were put out a number of years ago by Rav Shmuel Ariel called Nata Bisochenu. And the entire, it's all about drushas and Torah Shebal Peh. And in the second volume, much of his discussion is the relationship between our question in the Gemara. Gemara or Svara? How much is it Misora? How much is it Svara? And he gives many, many, many examples. For example, one example. Often the Gemara will have a machlokas about Gzeira Shava. Do you compare context B to context A or context B to context C? And the question is, what do you mean? You can't darshan a Gzeira Shava by yourself. Ein adam dam Gzeira Shava me'atzmo is a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, in Sukkah Daflamet Aleph. What do you say about all the other drushos? Could you do that yourself? Is Kal v'chomer unique or is Gzeira Shava unique? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, it seems. But everybody agrees that Gzeira Shava, the Gemara says, Ein adam dam Gzeira Shava me'atzmo. You have to have a Masorah from your Rebbe. Right? The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvos, what's the Svara for this halacha? It can't be if you have a large book that you're not going to have repeat words. The Torah is a large book, so obviously you're going to have words that are repeated. So if we allow anybody who wants to compare two different words in two different contexts, also the churva, it can't be. It's not going to, it can't function. You have to have a Masorah for it. So again, so if there's a Masorah for Gzeira Shava, then how is it there's ever a machlokas about Gzeira Shava? Why isn't it everything halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, so to speak? What's the answer? Because even in Gzeira Shava, there's Svara and Masorah that come together. And you have to say, the generalities, and this is what the Ramban says, many Rishonim quote this from the Ramban and themselves. The idea of Gzeira Shava, which word in context B would be connected to other words, that was Misorah. But which context is it going to be connected to certain details of the Gzeira Shava? That was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's again, where you have the Eruv, the synthesis of Svara and Drasha. Just to read you at the beginning of Perek Yud, and that's it. Hatzagas hagishot, ha'im hadrisha hitalich techni, or shemura bashikol adas. Right? Are the Rabbanan, when they go into psukim, are they just uncovering what was there beforehand? Or are they also taking part in the creative process and figuring things out using the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them? Ha'im yitziras hadrashos hitalich techni, shemuchtav meirosh, o shemura bashikol daitam shel chachamim. L'chora, gam kasher chachamim darshim es haTorah ba'atzman. Even when the chachamim darshin, v'lom demimena halachas chadashos, ein heima arvin bekach el shikol daitam, el rak mivatzim pula techlit, k'ein chukei ha-mathematika. Are you going to say that? It's like a mathematic formula. Shashimish behem ein olmashkol shikol das. You don't have to have so much, so you have to know the rules. And once you know the rules of darshining, so then you can do it. Or do you say no? And there's much evidence that it's also part of Svara is part of Drushas as well, and therefore that's how we would understand it. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Dvarim shel limdu osan mipi daitan, pa'achas benamidos ha'torah d'rashas behen, v'nira be'einehem shahadin bedavar zekachu. So even in the language of the Rambam, you have the idea of making drushas, and it's nira be'einehem. So the Rambam emphasizes, mipi daitan, nira be'einehem. Again, there's many examples of this again that are given in all of these prakim. Feel free, the two volume set, fascinating set of Nata Bisochedu. One other discussion that we could have about Svara is that Svara and understanding in Limud HaTorah, right? That itself is a big topic. Meaning, how much to get the midst of Talmud Torah? You know, how much understanding does one have? What if one spends a lot of time and doesn't understand the word? Right, so is that still the... You get a Melus Batari, you get something for sure, but what's the halachas? If you look in the Magen Avram, in Simin Nun, what's Simin Nun? That's a Zeo Makoman. That's a Simin Zeo Makoman Arachayim. Kavu l'shanos achar parshas tamid perag Zeo Makoman, u'braisa d'Rabbi Yishmael, k'desh yizke kol adam l'lmod b'chol yo mikra, mishnah, gemara, d'braisa d'Rabbi Yishmael, havi makam gemara, shamedrush ki gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch says, why do we say the Karbat Tamid, and then Ezel Makoman, which is the fifth parak of the fifth parak of Zvachim, and the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, because the Brisa is considered Gemara. So you have Mikra, where the Psukim from the Karbat Tamid, the Mishnah, and the Gemara. Says the Magen Avram, Lil Mod B'chol Yom Nirali Dafka Bizmanehem Shei Mevinim Lashon Targum. That's where they could understand it. Aval Achshav Shein Mevinim Tzrichem Lil Mod L'Havin. You have to learn to understand. Im lo kein, eino nechshav limud. says the Magen Avraham. V'yaf betfila mutav lispala b'lashon shemaven. Just like davening, you should daven in a language that you understand. V'kal makom yesh lomar sh'af shu eino maven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeh anaso maven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows by tfila. Avalam omer she'enam chayevim b'limud. Avalam omer, I'm sorry, ha'mishnah ve'eino maven, eino nikra limud. L'kein tzarech lomod ha'pirish. So says the Magen Avraham, seems to be strong, right? Havana is a crucial part of Talmud Torah. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in the end of the second paragraph, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says maybe there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh, fine. Havana is crucial, but it could be that Torah Shebichsav has a unique power to it, even separate from understanding. Ba'med ramamurim b'Torah Shebichsav. Aval b'Torah Shebalpeh, im eno meven apirish eno nechshav limaklal. Quotes that from the Magen Avraham. V'yaf al pikein. But even if one doesn't understand, yesh la'adam la'asok b'chala Torah. Gam b'dvarim shelo yuchal la'havin, u'la'asid lavo yizkeh la'havin. U'la'asigas kala Torah sh'azak b'abolam hazeh, v'lo'isigah b'kotzer daito. If you learn it now, even if you couldn't get it, you're going to understand it in Olam Haba. That's a promise that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. So just be osik b'Torah. And again, remember, everything we've discussed relates to the fact that the first bracha that we ask for in Bakashas every time we daven on a weekday is chachma. Ata chonein li'adam das, so we see how crucial and definitional it is to use our logic to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop here.